It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Thursday. Welcome in Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. Tony Burke in here on a Thursday, as always. Hello, Tony.
Hey.
Scooter Dingus, who gets me the code to the camera later and later every morning.
Busy man.
I forgot. I forgot to.
On the other side. I'll tell you why he forgot, Tony. He is jumping, bouncing off the wall.
I'm all jacked
up. Because he's golfing today.
All jacked up.
Now, we're golfing, too, separately. But he's golfing, and he cannot wait to get out of here.
Well, you know what?
What's your tee time?
He's right down the street.
My tee time, 134.
I mean, he is – I don't know what we get out of him today.
Maybe nothing.
To be honest.
Scoot, when you're done, just get over there, chip and putt a few balls. You'll be ready to go.
That's absolutely.
He's ready to go right now.
I am, yeah.
I got news for you. The M&M Carnage Hotline is open. By the way, it is Thursday, March 14th, 3 days from St. Patrick's Day. Top of the morning to you. What do you say? What do you be? 384-1450. That is the M&M Cartage Hotline. If you'd like to join in the conversation, 384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Go ahead, rattle it around, Tony. Scooter, you can't do that if it's a Chick-fil-A cup. It's not the same.
It sounds the same.
It
and nobody
does not
would've,
sound the same.
Nobody would have even known if you
I didn't even look
it.
Up. I'm looking at my phone. I couldn't tell. I could tell the difference. It was it's not a Thornton's Feel the Chill cup. But you should go by Thornton's for an icy cold thirst quencher, especially on a Chamber
day.
Of Commerce today like today. We couldn't order better golf weather, Tony.
We all got our golf gear on,
yeah,
shorts.
We're ready to go. All 32-ounce fountain drinks and smaller, only 89 cents. So come in today, grab a fountain drink from Thornton's, and hit me up on the Thornton's text line, 502-414-1450. All right, we picked our conference tournament champions on Tuesday. I guess I can get rid of my Clemson long shot.
Ooh.
Yikes, in the ACC.
Anybody else lose one?
I'm looking right now. Let's see. BYU still alive? Oh, you know what? I can get rid of my Washington Huskies.
Did somebody pick Clemson?
That was me. Clemson and Washington.
Oh,
so I've lost two long shots already. Let's see. Tony Burke's long shots. Now, we're not even talking about who's going to win it because they're all still available.
Right.
Tony's long shots. Wake Forest, still alive. Wisconsin plays today. Florida plays today. Kansas. Uh-oh.
Ruh-ro.
Tony Burke had those Kansas Jayhawks.
I didn't know they were missing their top two scores.
Well, they are, and I don't know if it would have mattered last night. 72-52.
They couldn't throw it in the ocean.
Cincinnati beats Kansas 72-52. I don't know where they're going to be seated now. Because if you're the committee, you have to understand, even though Kansas is saying those guys, oh, they should be back for the tournament. You can't believe they're going to tell you that because they want a higher seed. Five?
Remember Kenyon Martin?
Five seed? Yeah. Broke his leg.
Yep. They still should have been a number one, wasn't it? And they went to a two. Is that correct?
I think they did. Yeah. Sounds right.
I think you got to go with the body of work, man.
Tony went against me. He went USC and I had Washington. So he got that. That's an early win for you. Scooch, you got Wake, you got Indiana, you got Florida, you got BYU, you got Utah, and you got Villanova. You're alive.
Hey-o.
On all your long shots.
And I took Utah, and he took USC.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I did take
USC. Well, then I wrote them down wrong. So.
See, I'm good and honest.
Thank you. Well, because you got the benefit of that. Of course you're good and honest if it helps you. All right, so, Tony, you're alive everywhere. No, you're not. Kansas. You had Kansas. We've all lost a long shot.
Wait, who was my long shot I lost? I didn't lose anyone.
USC.
They lost?
Oh, they won.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I lost Washington. Ah, man, he's jacked up.
Well, he's right.
Let's go to the M&M Cartage Hotline. Let's talk to David on this college basketball glorious Thursday. Hello, David.
Yes, I was glad to call in and talk to you on college basketball for this Thursday, this week especially, because, I mean, you look at it, Kansas, you know, you would have thought that, you know, Kansas somehow would, you know, put something together for a tournament run this week, and it looks like, hell, they'll get all kinds of rest, hopefully, I didn't know the two starters were out, but hopefully they'll get enough rest that they can, you know, get that, you know, what I'm saying, get those players back for.
Well, they're saying Hunter Dickinson's shoulder injury is not as bad as they had feared.
No damage.
No damage. McCullers has been out for a couple of weeks now.
He's played four out of the last eight games, they said.
Yeah, he's in and out of the lineup. So, again, this might be the best thing happened to him. Those guys
get some
rest.
Yeah, well, wasn't it another player, McCullers?
Yeah,
whatever his name is. I guess he's been out for some time, right?
6 days off for McCullers and for Hunter Dickinson.
McCullers and Dickinson, okay. And
so
I guess,
that might help them get back. But you never want to lose. Look, Kansas City is the home of the Big 12 tournament. There was a lot of Kansas fans in the stands last night. That place, it'll still have a good crowd, but it won't be like it normally.
No, they kept showing people, and I know what people were thinking. They're going, we spent all this money to come up here. Yeah. We own this tournament, and we're missing our top two scorers who are
together. And we're down 15 to Cincinnati in the second half.
They said that it was Bill Self's 1-2 punch, the best one he's had.
They both average score.
No, they're 1-2 in the conference.
Oh, scoring-wise.
Scoring-wise. They're 1-2 in the conference.
Yeah, it couldn't happen to a better guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, I guess Bill Self in Kansas, they were due to, you know, be down, you know, and not win the conference.
It happened.
I guess they were due for a down moment. Then
give Cincinnati credit. They didn't just – they played really good basketball.
Jizzle James.
I didn't know – that Edgerrin Jr. was nicknamed Jizzle when he was a young kid. I didn't even know it was Edgerrin James' son, but he can play. He can play.
You see where C.J. Frederick has not hardly played. He wasn't, you know, he's there at Cincinnati,
yeah.
C.J. Frederick, and he's been out almost the whole year.
Four teams transferred into the Big 12 this season. BYU won. Cincinnati won. Houston is the number one seed in the tournament. UCF's the only one that's gone.
Yeah, I know. Houston, number one in the Big 12. And I thought Houston leaving wherever they left the conference.
AAC.
Houston would fall down, but
nope.
To maintain where they came from, the American, right? And
then the American.
The Big 12 and be number one there.
And the conventional wisdom was, man, these four teams are going to get shell-shocked when they get into the Big 12.
Yeah.
Well, they were not shell-shocked at all. Central Florida actually beat Kansas at full strength. Down in Orlando earlier this year. So those four teams have acquitted themselves very well. Thank you for the call, David. I appreciate it as always.
Yeah.
The teams that did not distinguish themselves, Oklahoma and Texas just whimpered right out of the Big 12.
Yeah, what's Rodney Terry's story down at Texas? I watched a little of that game on the Plus, and your Kansas State Wildcats, who you don't like at all.
Not at all.
Beat them and handled them last night. I mean, they hired Rodney Terry at Texas. Hey, there's a lot there's a lot of money at Texas that, you know, those guys don't want to lose in those games. And if they're going to the SEC, they gotta you know, Rodney Terry, is he the guy?
They thought he was the guy originally because he won right away. But all of a sudden, he might not be the guy. But we'll see. Porter Moser at Oklahoma, is he gonna leave for DePaul? He can go now because Oklahoma's done and DePaul's done. Now, Oklahoma might still get in the tournament. Probably will still get in the tournament.
Oklahoma was missing
three players. They were a 10 seed coming into that tournament game.
Some of their best players were out.
And they only lost by 7.
Apparently, Chris Holtman is now the top guy for DePaul. That's what I was reading this morning.
That's actually a good choice, but
it's a good choice for DePaul. I don't know if it's a good choice for Chris Holtman.
No, I don't think anybody. Why would you go to DePaul?
Porter Moser is a Chicago guy. He was at Loyola. Well, I know, but if you've lived there your whole life.
Crappy job's a crappy job, John.
Yeah, you're not wrong. We will talk about all the things that happened yesterday in conference tournament. We'll set you up for today. Some games already underway. The Josh Hurd press conference was yesterday at 3 o'clock. I did not go because I knew it was going to be on TV. I watched it on Wave 3 yesterday, the entire press conference. He did. I thought he was very forthcoming and honest, Tony. His 30 minutes was a lot longer than I thought he was going to talk. He answered every question. He tongue-in-cheeked a couple answers as well, had a little fun with it. But ultimately, he said, look, he didn't. Without saying it, he said, guy wins four games in 2 years at the University of Louisville, he ain't going to be the coach anymore.
Well, he said, I hired him. I mean, I listened to most.
Unlike Kenny, he took the heat.
He took the heat. He said, that's why we have to get this right. And
okay. I hate to interrupt you. Well, I don't hate to. I do it all the time. Yeah. I'm sorry that I will say it this way.
Sorry is a bad
I'm
word.
Sorry that I interrupted. Yeah. Scooter, don't laugh. That's not that fun. What did they say when they hired Chris Mack? Before they hired him, we got to get this hire right.
Mm-hmm.
When they hired Kenny Payne, we got to get this hire right. You can't keep saying we got to get this hire right and not get the hire right.
Well, Josh Hurd also said, I did not have pressure to hire Kenny Payne. He said, people called me, talked to me about it. We made that decision. He goes, that's on us. And he goes,
that is stand-up of him, I think.
I thought it was. And he answered questions. I mean, he didn't fudge any answers.
No,
which I thought he did a great job on his interview. Now, he's just got to go out and find somebody that can change the basketball program.
Says, we're looking for a coach who is, quote, dying to coach this program, end quote. Okay.
Walk here.
I got to find the guy. Crawl or walk? Yeah, walk here to get this job. Remember when Eddie Sutton was hired? Eddie Sutton at Kentucky said, I would have walked 1,000 miles
you're Eddie
to get
Sutton?
This job. I can't. I'm not. No.
Oh,
out of respect for the late, great Eddie Sutton.
You do a great Eddie Sutton.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I didn't get to practice, so I'm not going to just pull it out.
Man.
but Eddie Sutton said, I would have walked 1,000 miles to be your head coach. And that's what you need here. And I think Josh Hurd is right on the money here. You want somebody that is dying to coach this program that, by the way, is going to stay here. Hopefully for a long time.
Yeah.
He mentioned the fact that, look, Denny Crum, Rick Pitino, they were here for a long time. We need somebody that's going to be here for a long time. Is that Dusty May at Florida Atlantic? Because Dusty May has made no secret of the fact he's a Bloomington native. Is that right, Scooter? Or he coached
He
in
was
Bloomington.
Like a student manager of some sort.
He went
sort.
To IU. Yeah. He wants the IU job if and when Mike Woodson ever retires. But Mike Woodson could win 25 games next year and go to the Elite Eight.
Come on.
And not
I'll
have
sign
no,
up for that.
No desire to retire.
Hang a banner.
I sound like Deion now. He got no desire to retire. And all of a sudden, Dusty May's stuck at Florida Atlantic waiting for Mike Woodson to decide he's, hey, Mike, you're 80. It's time to retire.
But you made a great point to me and tell him what that is.
Dusty May could come to Louisville. With the knowledge that Mike Woodson retires and that job's open and I do a good job here, they might hire me from here. It's a chance. It's taking a chance because you're doing good things at Florida Atlantic in an easier conference at an easier university to win at in that at that level. Why not stay there and keep winning there and then when Indiana opens up? What if you come to Louisville and they get 10 wins the next couple of years?
Yeah, Dusty May, you're talking about a guy whose team almost lost in the first round last year. That went to the national championship.
Yep.
If they lose that game, nobody cares about Dusty May. That's how this coaching carousel works. You got to get hot, do it, because if you wait one more year, you might not be able to get a job.
That's a great point. Ask the guy
Chris
at Holtman. Wichita State.
Oh, yeah, Greg Marshall.
Greg Marshall. Ask him when they were undefeated, and he could have gone anywhere. He
Kentucky,
had three or four
they
jobs.
They talked about him at Kentucky.
That he could have taken, and he didn't. I'm going to stay at Wichita State. Guess what? You stayed till they said you weren't going to stay anymore.
Yep. Things went south.
I know Scott Drew is the number one name on everybody's list, and I get that. He's got a national championship at Baylor. His salary at Baylor is not great. I'm not sure the buyout's kind of high, but that's, you know, that. Those are always negotiable. Does the administration have the patience because of transfer portal, because of, you want your guy in place to wait another 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks to get a new coach in there?
Man, I heard him bring that up to Josh Hurd about, you know, what do you do if you're going to go for a coach who's still in the tournament?
It's tough.
And transfer portal opens. Who's going to take care of that? And he's basically, we'll make it work. Or
yeah,
something.
There's no answer to that. Yeah. There's no good answer.
You need a coach.
Because Danny Manning and Nolan Smith, and we'll get to Nolan Smith, by the way. Danny Manning and Nolan Smith and Josh Jamison, those guys aren't going to help you get guys to transfer portal. They're not going to be here. Right?
Yeah, they're done.
They're done. They know that whatever new coach comes in is going to bring his own staff in here.
Is that a job that Hurd could take on himself and knowing who he's got in mind for the coaching search?
Obviously, it's the number one job for Josh Hurd is finding a new coach. So he's going to be so preoccupied with that, I think, until he gets that person.
Yeah,
he probably doesn't have time. Plus, don't forget, he's got 30 other programs around campus he's got
to
take.
I mean,
care
it's going to get to a situation where everybody that's in the portal that Louisville would have wanted is going to go elsewhere by the time they hire a coach.
Yeah.
You got to go to the second layer when you get there, level.
Well, and then you're up creek without a paddle.
Well, yeah. But what about if you get a guy like Scott Drew or a guy like
some of his guys.
Eric Musselman or Nate Oates? They bring their guys. They say, hey, you go with me. We're going to Louisville together.
But you know what?
That happens.
You can't go out. You know.
I saw it at Bellarmine, Tony. North Alabama, their new coach, first year, he had six guys from his previous roster down at Northwestern State down in Louisiana. So that happens all the time. Coach brings players with him.
Well, a lot of times the kids come because of the coach. They don't really – I think it's pretty low if you go recruit the kids you were coaching to come with you.
It happens.
I know it happens. Everything happens. But the one guy they don't want, and I heard this, I want to talk about it, is they were talking about –
I wrote his name down too, by the way.
They can go anywhere, anybody but
– Scooter, who do you think the one coach – that, in the country,
what I heard
that the administration would tell no. Josh Hurd, don't even call this guy.
It's obvious, but it's hard.
Calipari?
Nope. No. Well, come on. I'm going to give you the easiest hint I can give you. He won a conference title last night. He's going to be in the tournament.
Man, he got in a lot of trouble with the FBI.
Oh, Will Wade.
Will Wade. Yeah. McNeese State 92, Nicholls State 76, Southland Conference Final.
Will Wade.
Wake up the kids. Will Wade is in the NCAA tournament. Did he ever get in at LSU?
Yeah, I think
was he in the tournament?
I think they got in it the year that he was going through all the scrutiny.
Now, what about a guy?
Nas Reed and those guys.
Okay. I got to take a break, but before I get to break, what about a guy like Chris Beard? There's baggage there. Now, everything was settled out of court. I get all that. But he lost his job at Texas Tech.
He went to Texas.
He lost his job at Texas. Now he's at Ole Miss. They're probably not getting in the tournament unless they make an unbelievable run in the SEC tournament. Why would you call Chris Beard? And if that is the case, that Will Wade's the only name, why are you not calling Bruce Pearl? Why are you not calling Rick Pitino Sr.? Not little Ricky, Rick Pitino Sr. We'll talk about all that. And, man, I was pulling for DePaul last night. We'll talk about that as well. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears in studio. Tony Burke here with me on this Thursday. Scooter Dingus manning the producer chair and all jacked up on Mountain Dew waiting to go play golf and then get home and watch his Hoosiers tonight, right?
I got a concert in between golf and my Hoosiers, but yeah.
Tony, I'll give you $150,000 if you can tell me what concert he's going to in the next 10 seconds.
It's a Christian concert.
Better be careful, John. I might have set it on air.
It's a Christian concert. It is.
At 10 seconds is up. Oh, whew, man. When he said Christian concert, I.
Scooter said it one time. When I
puckered up. I puckered up a little bit. Who is it, Scooter?
Casting Crowns.
Oh.
You wouldn't have got that.
No, but if I'd have heard the name, I would have.
I wish I had said 150. I wouldn't be sweating so much right now. Instead
as
of
soon as I said Christian, I'm thinking. He's like, we're done.
M&M Cartage Hotline's open, 502-384-1450 to join in on the conversation, 502-384-1450. Thornton's text line open as well, 502-414-1450. Get your text into that number, 414-1450. Tournament action underway as we speak. Big Ten in Minneapolis. Michigan State leads Minnesota 14-10 at the under-12 timeout.
That's my big bet of the day, Minnesota plus
6.5.
You love
Minnesota, don't you?
I do.
North Carolina leads Florida State.
What about that Big East?
18-16, just over 8 minutes to play in the first half there. And in the Big East at Madison Square Garden, the greatest arena of them all.
Legendary.
Xavier leads number one UConn 20-14, about midway through the first half there. So a little bit of a surprise there. Look, it's conference tournament time, and I've said this before. The teams that play the day before – they're disadvantaged because they got to win more games. But they're in tournament mode. Florida State's in, they had to play yesterday. And now they're just continuing that play. Carolina's been sitting around for a few extra days.
Just go out.
Same
and wing
with UConn.
You're just going out winging it.
Xavier struggled and had to didn't come from behind, but they had to hold off Butler last night. They're just continuing their play. It's 2019 now, all of a sudden, by the way.
Just changed my mind.
So, yeah. Hey, maybe Connecticut wakes up.
How exciting was Jim Boeheim on the
– I talked about it yesterday.
Did you? I didn't get a chance to listen. I was out yesterday.
What I said yesterday was as much as I dislike Jay Williams' commentary,
oh, man.
I think I'd rather listen to Jay Williams
well,
than Jim Boeheim.
Had,
I did a Boeheim impression yesterday.
That's about
I like this Louisville program. You know, they really they just got they've been playing better basketball here in the last
that's
couple
a
of weeks.
Dang good Jim Boeheim.
Thank you.
Isn't
thank
it?
You. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. I still got
to hear Eddie Sutton.
Still got 52 names on my list of Louisville potential coaches. Nate Oates, Tony.
Yeah.
I know he got a new contract and the buyout's probably pretty stiff. His contract's through 2029, so that's a long term deal to break, but these contracts get broken all the time.
Yeah, but he's got a pretty good situation. I know it's a football school, but
and
he,
I say the same thing
successful.
About Bruce Pearl. It's a football school. I'm not sure Auburn's a football school anymore, but it's considered a football school.
Well, Louisville hadn't been considered a basketball school here lately. I'm just being honest.
How about Kyle Smith at Washington State? Is the name too boring?
Too boring.
To excite the fan base. Not the coach, the name.
Not coming from the West Coast, first of all, and the name both. West Coast and name,
Jerome Tang, Kansas State.
You know what? He's the kind of guy. He's got a lot of personality.
Yep.
You might not like him, but he's been successful. They won
last
night.
The fan base.
Yep.
Who else I got down there? Josh Schertz from Indiana State. Now, he's rumored to be the next coach at St. Louis because Travis Ford, after 8 years, got let go by St. Louis yesterday. But if you're Josh Hurd and you want Josh Schertz, who is, I understand, not a name until this year.
Till this year.
Then you you call him and say, don't take the St. Louis job because this is a much better job.
What do you think the Louisville fan base would do if they hired a guy?
They would not be happy.
They would not.
They would not be happy. Musselman had a tough year, but take this year out of the equation. They had some injuries at Arkansas. I mean, almost lost to Vandy for the second straight time last night. He's had a tough year. Kind of like Mick Cronin. He's had a tough year.
Yeah. I wouldn't go to the games because I don't even take his shirt off.
Would he have his shirt off at the presser?
He might when he got everybody fired up. I am not an Eric Musselman fan. He's done a nice job at Arkansas, but me personally, not a fan.
We're running out of guys here.
I know.
Mick Cronin? He doesn't, to me, he's the most unexciting of all of these guys.
I agree.
In my opinion.
The only thing he has going for him, that he was here for a long period.
And he loves the Derby. He loves horse racing. He loves this part of the country. So that might get him. But here's my thing. If UCLA says, you know what, we're going to waive the buyout. We're just going to take one-third of the buyout. That means they're trying to get rid of him. It's hard to bring in a coach that somebody else is trying to get rid of. Scott Satterfield is a prime example. He goes to Cincinnati. They wanted him, and they win three games last year.
Yeah.
I'm still convinced that the name that Louisville's going to end up getting is one that we've heard very little or haven't even heard at all.
Billy Donovan.
No, we've heard that name.
Oh, we haven't heard it at all?
I'm convinced that it's either a name we haven't heard or we've heard very,
name.
Very little.
You don't know what that
no,
name is.
I have
Rick
no
Pitino.
No.
Okay. Richard, not Rick. It's Richard.
I said Rick.
I was told Richard Pitino.
Yeah.
2 months ago,
yeah.
By some dude I can't tell you who it was, and he said it. I'm not saying it should be, I'm saying it's gonna be Richard Pitino. That would stir the pot. I will say that
he's not on the list.
No,
plus 60.
How long is this list?
Probably about it's got to be six or seven people.
Oh, you don't think it's more than that?
Well, it's going to have to be, but.
I've got 10 written down. Now, one of them's Will Wade.
But you got to get those top guys and try to get them, whoever your top guys are.
Right now, it's Scott Drew or Buss. Is that fair?
I think it is.
I still don't know why they wouldn't call Bruce Pearl. Just gauge interest. Maybe they have. And maybe they will.
My people talking to your people.
Yeah, maybe they'll call his people, and his people will say, have already said, no, he's not interested.
early preview, that's Indiana's guy.
Bruce Pearl?
Mm-hmm.
Thought it was Dusty May.
No.
Dusty May, Indiana's Dusty May's team, but Indiana's choice is Bruce Pearl.
I'm telling Scooter's you, I don't know when it'll happen. Bruce Pearl.
I think this is a Scoot special.
I think Bruce Pearl's going to Indiana.
I don't think the Indiana administration really got in your ear with that one. I think you're making that one up.
No, it's just what I feel in my heart.
Oh, it's a heart thing. I didn't know it was a heart thing.
So you're watching Indiana
and
games
my heart's,
again?
My heart's never wrong.
I take everything back that I said. I didn't know it was a heart
thing. I've watched the last six, Tony.
Well, you told us before that you were done. You didn't even watch
it. Well, and then they won four straight and reeled me back in. I'm like a largemouth bass with a hook in my mouth.
Yeah, you got
getting
you got
reeled
hooked
to
on
shore.
The, you got hooked on the back of that bandwagon.
By the way, 2-point underdog to Penn State tonight.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Why? Penn State beat you twice already, and Trey Galloway may not play. I know Xavier Johnson didn't play in either of those games. I get that. But if Trey Galloway's out tonight,
I'm not telling y'all what you to do with your money, but a nice little sprinkle on Indiana would be
a little sprinkle.
Pretty lucrative.
DePaul, go ahead, Tony.
I just said they're rolling.
I will say this. When you've won four in a row in the Big Ten, you're playing pretty well.
And who talked about that? John Spears.
Thank you. Thank you. Been on the bandwagon a lot longer than Scooter.
Yeah, he jumped off and jumped back on. You were just riding along.
DePaul last night. Oh, man. I've never pulled for a team that I have no interest in or no stake in the outcome more than I was pulling for DePaul last night. They were 22-point underdogs.
Yeah, something like that.
They didn't score to 4-15, so almost 5 minutes into the game.
I get a text from my co-host here that says, took 5:19 for DePaul to score. And I was like, well, I'm not even watching that game. Why are you watching? And then he sent me, yeah, I'm watching that game. I didn't even ask him. He said, yeah, I'm watching.
I had it on the third TV because there wasn't anything else.
Who is watching DePaul and Villanova? Villanova 58, DePaul 57.
What a game.
Wildcats hit a three with about 7 seconds, 8 seconds left. DePaul comes down, doesn't get a shot off, which is so DePaul. They get the ball stolen. And Villanova, who, by the way, is squarely on the bubble.
Yeah, that would have.
They're probably off the bubble. Is this a bad win for Villanova?
I don't think it.
I always say there's no bad win.
If they win their next game, it is not. If they lose, it is. That's my opinion. Who they got? I'm looking.
They
right
got
now.
Marquette. Late game tonight. Marquette.
Yeah.
And they're. I don't know if they're considerable underdogs.
They
four
are.
And a half.
I got 3.5.
Well, golly, you just don't. All right, let's talk conference tournaments. First of all, congratulations to Will Wade and McNeese State. They win the Southland as the number one seed.
What a crook.
Colgate, my favorite toothpaste. By the way, where's McNeese State?
Louisiana.
Correct. Where's Colgate?
New York.
Correct. Upstate Hamilton, New York.
Not as good as Crest.
74-55, Colgate beats Lehigh and wins the Patriot as the number one seed. But here's the one, the Big Sky. Montana had beaten Montana State twice in the regular season by 10 and 19. Montana State, 5 seed, beats 3 seed Montana 85-70.
The Bobcats over the Grizzlies.
In the first, this game came on right after one of the other games ended, and I heard this. The first 6 games of this conference tournament, the Big Sky, the lower seed won the first 6 games. 1 and 2 both went out in their first games. So the Grizzlies lose to the Bobcats. Montana State is now 17-17. We'll see you in Dayton.
They almost lost, and I don't know why I was watching this the night before, to Sacramento State, who had 13 wins. Who's the Hornets?
He dives deeper than me every time. I was watching Montana and
Montana State
Sacramento
should have lost to Sacramento State, who is the 10th
seed. Oh, my God.
Speaking of Bobcats, your all's fun fact for the day that won't affect your life at all. Bobcats are now on the hunting list in Indiana. Saw that last night. How about that?
That sound you hear is the show screeching to a halt. Thank you, Scoots.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You say they're on the endangered list?
No, you can hunt them now.
Oh, I was going to try not to run one over with my car, but now I can.
I'm good
with that.
You had to buy a permit, but yeah, you can.
No automatic bids tonight, by the way, which is kind of weird. But you got four games in all of these Power Six conferences. This, to me, is the best conference tournament day by far. Well, yesterday was great. Two overtime games. You had DePaul scaring the bejesus out of Villanova. Missouri scared Georgia a little bit last night, although neither one of those teams is getting in the tournament.
Kansas State beating Texas.
When's the last time Missouri went went winless in conference play?
Probably in the Big 12 or whatever it was called.
Hit me with the year.
77.
Got a guess, John?
I'll say 80. Yeah, that was Stepanovich. I'll say 86.
1908.
Oh, my God.
We were a little off.
You know, I remember that team.
I bet you do.
Hey, guys. Missouri's head coach a couple years ago when they hired him was hot. Well, I can't even think of his name right now.
Scoops, research
that. That just shows you what happens.
Missouri's coach before their current coach.
I mean, no, their Frank coach Heath. Right now. Frank Heath.
Bam.
And then.
That's their head coach now?
No.
Dennis Gates is their head coach
now.
Yeah,
and they played well a couple years ago. Yeah. They came along, and then all of a sudden you don't win a game, and a guy like, you know, all of a sudden you don't have a job.
Maybe the cards go after Dennis Gates. No? What about Lamont Paris, South Carolina? It's a name. It's a one-hit wonder, though.
Yeah.
I always worry about these one-hit wonders.
Well, answer me this, guys. With the transfer portal now in the NIL,
oof.
You can have one really good year by really going out and getting players.
Yep.
And then guys leave. And then next year, I'm a much better coach when I have better players.
I think everybody is, don't
yes. They? So – you know, you look at that, and you don't know how long guys are going to be hot. That's the hardest part about getting these coaches.
Man. Scoots, Texas Tech 12, BYU 2. My Cougars.
Got them right where you want them.
My Cougars.
Let's go Cougars.
Did our Edmonton Oilers win last night?
Yes, they did. 7-2.
Well, let's take a break then. Let's take a break on a good note. We're not going to talk about Bobcats being able to be hunted. Let's talk about Edmonton Oilers and our preseason bet winning another game and staying in Fuego. We'll take a break, come back, check out conference tournament scores around the country. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Scooter Dingus on the other side of the monitor. Final segment on this Thursday, and then we can all go hit the links, Scooter.
Let's go. 15 minutes.
If you want autographs, Scooter will be at Seneca Golf Course in about 20 minutes.
If you're struggling to find me, just look for the 4'2" guy.
With the Eastern Pekin shirt on and the Louisville City hat.
Eastern Pekin.
City.
What is it?
It's Episcopal.
Episcopal?
Yeah. They're a private high school down in Jackson.
John will be signing autographs over at Hidden Creek.
We'll be signing over at Hidden Creek from 2:15 to 2:30. We tee off at 2:40. $10 per signature, just like always.
Over or under 115 today, John?
That's a great number. Sadly.
Under.
Sadly, that's a great number. I'm going to believe in myself.
Tony said under. He's giving you
played,
some credit.
I haven't played since August. To be fair, I haven't swung a club since August. Unlike Tony and Big Al the Fish, you were out hitting balls yesterday.
Beautiful day.
What is that about? Well, my wife came home from New York. I had
Tony going to go out.
A good husband yesterday.
Tony going to go out and shoot a cool, crisp 85. No big deal.
He'll take it. I promise you. Big Al the Fish. Well, those 140-yard drives aren't really exciting right now for Big Al the Fish. And Slugger's
for 65 years old.
He's playing great.
And he does not play the senior tees.
He's playing great. Our buddy Chase said, thanks for the invite. You're 30. We're 60. Why don't you find some friends your own age?
Did you hear who those four were?
Yeah. It's Slugger Big. You're trying to steal our money? Is that what you're trying to do?
Hey, Chase, maybe we start our own Thursday golf league because I don't get an invite either.
You're going to have to hit two balls to get to Chase's drive. I can tell you that. All right. Let's talk about what happened in college basketball yesterday. We'll start with the ACC, even though the Cards are no longer playing and looking for a coach. Florida State beats Virginia Tech 86-76. They are playing Carolina right now, and the Tar Heels lead the Seminoles 34-25 at the under 4 Yeah, Chase says, I'm in, Scooter, by the way. At the under 4 minute timeout, 34-27, I should say, in favor of North Carolina. Wake over Notre Dame, 72-59. Notre Dame had a nice little first round game win against Georgia Tech, Tony, but that one was all Wake Forest yesterday.
Yeah.
It wasn't close. Wake will play Pittsburgh today. And by the way, Wake is a 2-point favorite over Pittsburgh today. NC State, after that rousing victory over Louisville, had another one yesterday. They whooped Syracuse 83-65. Does Syracuse get in, Tony? The big dance?
I don't think so, John, but
they were the sixth seed, and that was very unimpressive yesterday.
Yeah, that didn't help them at all.
NC State will now play Duke. Can they win their third game in 3 days against the Blue Devils? Duke's 11.5.
No.
See, I think they can.
Well, they can.
I've never seen a big guy who can't get up and down the court that's better than Burns.
Burns can pass, man.
I've never seen a big guy that can't get up and down the floor.
Yeah.
That's a better player.
But they're missing one of their best players, too. I can't think of who it is.
DJ Horn.
Horn, yeah.
Yeah. Missing Horn. And Boston College, if you missed it late last night, they whooped up on my Clemson Tigers, 76-55. BC, Virginia tonight. Who's staying up late for that one?
I'll take BC again. BC's rolling, baby.
You know the over-under without looking?
I got to count in my head. 120.
125. There were two 125s yesterday, and they both went under. The UCLA game against Oregon State and the Maryland win over Rutgers.
So you're same bet under on it.
I'm saying that's the Big Al the Fish
philosophy.
Lottery system there. If it looks too low, then bet under. And if it looks too high, bet under. Bet over. So there's your ACC matchups. Big 12, my BYU Cougars.
Coming back.
Beat Central Florida 87-73. You're welcome, Nick Roush, for that easy winner yesterday. 18-10, they trail Texas Tech now with 13 minutes to go in the first half. TCU ended Oklahoma's Big 12 run, 77-70 yesterday. TCU will play number one seed Houston this afternoon. Kansas State knocks off Texas, 78-74. Goodbye to Texas from the Big 12 as well, as Oklahoma and Texas head to the SEC next year. Kansas State, Iowa State's an interesting game today. Iowa State doesn't need a win. They're in. Kansas State probably still at least two wins away from getting in.
I like Iowa State. I've liked them all year. That's a good basketball team.
What's the number on that?
7.5 I have.
And Cincinnati, talked about it earlier, 72-52 over Kansas. The Jayhawks were limited by personnel issues. Hunter Dickinson was out. McCullers was out. They'll play Baylor today. Cincinnati will. Cincinnati, it's two wins in a row. They had to come from behind to beat West Virginia, put up a 90 spot against the Mountaineers. They had this game in the bag with Kansas all the way. Can they win a third game in a row, Tony, against Baylor?
Well, 6.5 is the number I have here. So, yeah, but it's tough when you get into that third game and you're playing a good team. I don't care how much you're rolling. You know, you're going back to back to back, and that takes a toll on you.
Pac-12 yesterday, Southern Cal and Bronny James beat Washington. The ends the career of Keon Brooks Jr. 80-74 was the win there. USC gets Arizona today.
Here come the Trojans.
They can beat Arizona.
They can. They won't, but they can.
Didn't they beat them last regular season game?
I don't know.
Am I wrong on that, Scooter?
Let me do some homework here.
USC beat Arizona in the last regular season
game. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At SC.
Yep.
Arizona, I guess, will have revenge on their mind today. That's a 3 o'clock start. UCLA beat Oregon State 67-57. Mick Cronin stays alive. Bruins will get Oregon today.
I'll take UCLA.
There?
I'll take UCLA.
Over under 129, by the way.
Under.
Oregon's 3.5-point favorite. Stanford in overtime beats Cal 87-76. Stanford gets Washington State now.
Is that two ACC teams?
That's two ACC teams. Yeah, Stanford.
Stanford and Cal.
Oh, the band is on the field.
They're on the wrong coast.
You sure it's not the Pacific Coast Conference? No, it's the Atlantic Coast Conference. Oh, my God. Utah destroyed Bobby Hurley in Arizona State last night, 90-57.
Is he going
to
get fired?
You stay up till 2 to watch that one?
No.
I think so. I think Bob is Bob and Kenny can be looking for a job together along with Travis Ford next year. Utah will get Colorado today. I like this Utah team not quite as much as I like BYU. I've seen them both in person.
Have you seen Colorado?
I watched them the other night against Oregon on the road where they beat Oregon.
I haven't really watched them.
Tad Boyle's got a pretty solid team there.
That's what I heard.
All right, Big East. Xavier beat Butler 76-72. That was a fun game all the way. They are tied with UConn now. Late first half, under 30 seconds, 31 all. Xavier and UConn at the Garden. Providence over Georgetown 74-56. That's the Ed Cooley war again there, Tony. They just happened to match up, and Ed Cooley has not come out on the good side of this in any of these matchups.
Well, give Ed a couple years. We love Ed Cooley.
Providence will get Creighton this afternoon, or I should say tonight. 7 o'clock start there. Creighton is an 8-point favorite. Creighton's playing good basketball right now.
Creighton's a good
team. I like
team.
This Creighton team.
It's a good team.
I saw them at the Yum Center last year. They were in the Final Eight. They were in the Elite Eight, lost to San Diego State. Well, I tell you, that was – I couldn't believe the crowd that day. Because when you go to the Yum Center in March and you're getting Creighton and San Diego State, who's showing up for that?
And they did.
I guess if you got tickets, you might as well go, right? Villanova mentioned beat DePaul 58-57. Villanova gets Marquette tonight. The other game in the Big 12, in the Big East, is St. John's Seton Hall today, the 5 against the 4. Rick Pitino is a 4-point favorite over the Hall today. Who you like?
And Joe Lenardi says St. John's still needs to win. They're on that ledge.
I think their last four in, but they got to beat Seton Hall or they drop out.
Yeah, because right? Seton Hall's also trying to win some games.
Yeah, both teams. Seton Hall's 20-11. St. John's 19-12. So Seton Hall wins this. I think that ends the year for the Red Storm until they get to the NIT, which they hope to get back to Madison Square Garden. Right?
What is a Red Storm?
I don't know. Big Ten last night, Maryland beat Rutgers 65-51 and probably one of the most boring games of a really exciting day. Maryland will get Wisconsin today. And Penn State over Michigan 66-57. Does Juwan Howard keep his job?
No.
And, yeah, I agree.
And you know what's bad is when I'm watching DePaul and Villanova and I won't watch Michigan.
I was on Peacock. So hard to get to anyway. That's what it was. Michigan or Penn State now gets Indiana tonight.
Good luck, Nittany Lions. Indiana.
By the way, Oklahoma State just fired Mike Boynton, their head coach.
Well, they should have.
Maybe they get Travis Ford back. No. SEC Arkansas over Vanderbilt, very entertaining game. 90-85 in overtime. Second overtime game of the day. Arkansas will get South Carolina. Arkansas feels to me like a team that can beat a lot of teams, but, man, they can lose to anybody.
They looked really good against Kentucky, and then they come back and throw a stinker in there. What about the crowd?
Great crowd for the Wednesday night SEC. Worst four teams in the league. And Tennessee wasn't playing. Kentucky wasn't playing. It was Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Georgia, and Missouri, and the place was packed.
Lower level was full.
And there were people upstairs, too.
There was.
I told you we should have went to the suite that we were in for.
We might have been able to get in for that game.
We might have been able to get in last night.
Yeah. Other ones, nah.
Arkansas, South Carolina, who you got?
South Carolina.
Well, Lamont Paris got a raise today.
5.5. That's not a good sign.
That's never a good sign.
I would love to see the stat. Coaches that get extensions.
Coach of the year.
What they do in their next game.
All those things.
Seems like they always lose. And finally, Georgia over Missouri. Missouri had a shot last night. Winless Tigers in the SEC. Georgia wins 64-59. The Gators await the Georgia Bulldogs tonight.
Did you see Vanover, who plays for Missouri? Big 7'3" guy. He was at Arkansas, and he transferred.
Looks like he's
Bill Walton's kid.
Bill Walton's taller kid.
Yeah. I mean. I don't know why I said that.
He's nice around the rim to protect the rim, but he can't do a whole lot of anything else. It's hard to watch him run up and down the court. All right, games between teams that did not play yesterday. 6:30 in the Big Ten, Ohio State and Iowa. Who's favorite in that game, Scooter?
It's got to be Iowa.
Buckeyes are -2.
What?
I don't understand. Vegas knows.
Buckeyes have been playing well, man.
Vegas knows.
Jake Diebler.
John. I'm sorry, who?
Their coach.
Isn't it John?
Well, it's Jake.
I have no idea.
Isn't it?
I thought it was John Diebler.
Oh, maybe it's Sean.
You guys could win any kind of a bet for me on this one because I have no idea.
Facts are optional.
Facts are optional. Houston, by the way, is 10 over TCU today in Kansas City. Do we just think Houston's going to run through this conference now with Kansas injured and out of the tournament? Is Houston just going to run away and hide here?
You would think so.
The two seed is Iowa State. They're 6 over Kansas State. We talked about that. SEC got some new players. Mississippi and LSU, 1 o'clock, getting ready to start. Mississippi State. Mississippi State's 5 here, Tony, against LSU.
I like Mississippi State. I've liked them all year.
They disappointed me in that last home game against South Carolina. They were actually a 5-point favorite, and South Carolina went into Stark Vegas and beat them.
You're right, Tony. It is Jake.
Ole Miss, and I'm sorry, what was that?
I said you were right, Tony.
That's what he wanted to hear. He wanted to hear that one more time.
I'll tell him as many times as he wants.
7 o'clock tonight. The winner gets Kentucky. Ole Miss and Texas A&M. A&M is 5.5. The Fighting Buzz Williams is this.
I think A&M's scary. A&M, the way they play, can cause you problems. And if they get a couple wins, right now they're one of the first ones out, I think, on Lenardi's. And if they win a couple games, can beat Kentucky, they're probably in the tournament.
Yeah. Well, they struggled of late, though.
They should be better.
They really struggled lately. All right.
And, you know, I love Buzz.
Go ahead, Scoot.
I was just going to ask.
Something on your mind?
It's pie day. I was just curious what your all's favorite pie was.
Oh, man, you got to watch what you say here. We're in a Christian building here.
Okay, well, don't say the answer you want to say.
I'm going to go French silk pie.
Okay, Tony?
pepperoni and sausage.
So pizza.
That's a good, great answer.
That's what TJ said this morning. He said pizza.
Minnesota 34, Michigan State 32. At halftime, Carolina is up 16 now in Florida State at the half. UConn 1-point lead at halftime over Connecticut. And Texas Tech still leads BYU by 11 with under 10 to play in the half. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X.